Hello, everyone. This is Jake Cypher here, and welcome to today's podcast. This is brought to you by research from Sound on Sound. Today, I'll be talking about ways and techniques of recording acoustic guitar. There are many different ways of recording an acoustic guitar, from using direct inputs to using microphones. Some acoustic guitars have a quarter-inch jack input or an XLR input. My guitar happens to have both, so to knock two birds out with one stone, I'm going to test both. Whether there is a difference between a quarter-inch input versus an XLR input, and then to further test, I'm going to try inputs versus microphone recordings. So first, I've got my guitar here, and I'll play some chord and note ditties in the XLR hookup first, and then in the quarter-inch input. Here is the XLR. Now here is the quarter-inch input. Now from my observations of what I've heard, I heard that the XLR input has more of a fuller sound to it, and that the XLR has a little more balance across the whole frequency range. With the quarter inch, I've heard that the high end doesn't come out as much as the XLR does. And then also with the quarter inch, the sound sounds a bit compressed in the recording. And that is what I have heard between these two recordings. Next up, I will conduct some experiments on using a microphone with an acoustic guitar. I will try using a single microphone in mono and then two microphones in stereo. From my research, it has been suggested to use a condenser mic placed 40 centimeters or about 15 inches away from where the neck meets the body. So with this AKG condenser mic, I will try that. So now I'll move that microphone up the neck of the guitar to see if there's a difference. Next, I will move this microphone down the guitar in between the sound hole and the bridge to see how that sounds. These three recordings of the guitar with a single microphone placed at various parts of the guitar, they all sound pretty different. The first one, where the microphone was placed at the middle of the guitar, it sounds pretty normal and complete. It has a lot of middle frequencies, but you can still hear the highs and the lows pretty nicely. With the second one, where the microphone was placed at the neck of the guitar, everything sounds softer but also sounds brighter as a whole. It can even sound a little tingy, but that's okay. It sounds kind of more natural, as if you were listening to it from a distance. With the third one, where the microphone was placed at the bridge of the guitar sounds a lot more warm and full, and you can hear each string ring out more. Now for fun, I recorded the guitar using two microphones, one placed at the bridge of the guitar and one placed at the neck, just for fun to see what I'd get. And what I got from recording in this way makes the guitar sound pretty awesome. I would prefer miking a guitar in this way using two microphones in the stereo track. So here it is. Opinion, recording in the stereo track sounds the best. Now with microphone versus direct inputs, it's kind of hard to tell which one I'll choose over the other. But now I have reference points to see what I want to capture in the best manner. whether it's to use microphones to capture just the guitar and all the surroundings, or use direct inputs to just capture the guitar. Let me know what you think. This concludes today's topic, so thank you for listening, and see you next time. Peace.